وقت كوفي بيس اخر تزاين المخابز اللي طلع خن كوفي بيس يش مش عم المخابز says there are those who say shahanism we pass every kacham someone who's careful to not eat pass akum vuhu bederach and he's traveling meaning he doesn't have his usual things available im yesh pass shal yisrael adalan milun yamten if in his travels he's going to come across pass yisrael up to 4 mil away from where he is we'll explain what that is in a second it's a measure of distance if he's going to reach pass yisrael within those 4 mil he should wait but if not if he's not going to reach it in 4 mil then he could eat what he has mean the pass akum or the pass palter where he is right now he could eat it
and now what's that adalan milun is let's say he plans on getting there in 2 days right? Are we talking about area or talking about time also?
We'll
talk about that in a second.
I saw that right now. Okay. But we already explained earlier, and we'll explain what this earlier is. We explained earlier that the minhag is to be makel, you do not have to wait dal mil. If it's not available right where you are, then you could eat as is. Okay, we'll explain what the Ramah, we're going to leave towards the end. Okay? First of all, where does this thing come from about waiting 4 mil? We'll see what the shear is in a second, but where does this deer come from? So it's a Gemara. The Gemara is not talking about Pasis Roll. The Gemara says a person needs a daven with a minion,
right. Or
he needs water for washing his hands to eat bread.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says if he's traveling, he doesn't have those things available. If he's going to get there within 4 mil, then he has to wait. If not, he could just daven where he is, or wash, or eat, just holding the bread, you know, covering his hands, but not without washing his hands. Okay, now, we're just applying that. The Rishonim are applying that to a case here in Pasis, all the same kind of a din. But we have to remember that the Gemara has an end to it. Okay, that Gemara says, this that it says, that you have to go 4 mil, is only means if it's going to be in the direction that you're traveling. I mean, you're planning on stopping now for the night, but you know that, 2 mil from here, there's going to be a place where you have a minion, so you have to continue beyond what you would have wanted to, because you're headed in that direction anyhow. But if it's in that direction, and you're going to make it to the minion, of course. But if the thing is behind you, I mean, you passed the shul already, or it's out of your way, completely out of your way, then you only have to go, the Gemara says, 1 mil. You don't have to go 4 mil, you have to go 1 mil, okay? Which is to say, when we say 1 mil means a round trip of 2 mil. You're going 2 mil out of your way. If you're here, and the thing is behind you 1 mil, you have to go back 1 mil and forward, so half the amount you have to go out of your way, as opposed to going in your way. Okay, and of course, that then applies over here. The Mechaber here is just telling you Pas Yisrael has the same rules as those things of Dal Mil, but everybody speaks out that he means Dal Mil if it's in the direction you're going, but if it's behind you, then it's the rule of 1 mil. And in Or HaChaim, in a bunch of places, he mentions this 4 mil, 1 mil split. Over here, he doesn't, but he's obviously referring to that. Okay, it's coming off of that Gemara, and he obviously means it over here. Okay, another kula that has from those dinim is that when we say that you have to go 4 mil in order to get, let's say, a minion, that only is true if you know that the thing is going to be there. Okay? You know that there's going to be a rest stop in 2 mil, and you're going to be able to wash your hands over there. But if the other thing is only a suffix, you're not sure there's a minion in that place, but maybe there's something over there, then you're not mechuyev to go. You're only mechuyev to do this, go 4 mil, if you know that when you finally get to that place, there's going to be someplace without it. If you're not sure that
and
you don't have
vacus, you don't
so, this, so the same thing for the pasta. So also, again, it doesn't speak it out, but it's the same, it's covered for those things, and the same thing over here also. If you don't know that there's going to be the pasta show available in that 2 mil, then you don't have to.
Okay.
Now, what happens if the person is not traveling? Well, the Gemara's case is a guy who's traveling. What happens if a person is sitting at home? Okay, he's just sitting at home, he's sitting in his house, and there's a minion that's 2 mil from his house. Is he mechuyev to go?
To the minion?
2 mil, it's
that's
2 mil.
Minion
so that's the minion. There's a minion that's 2 mil from his house. Is he mechuyev to go 2 mil because, is he mechuyev to go 2 mil like the din is of a person who's traveling in a certain direction? Or is he mechuyev to go 1 mil because it's out of his way? Because he's sitting on his couch. He's not going in that direction altogether.
Right.
So should we treat him as if he has to go 4 mil in that case? Or one? What's the shear for that kind of a person? And for Pas Yisrael, we hear it more because the person's sitting at home and they know that the supermarket is this far away that has the Pas Yisrael, and the supermarket that doesn't is closer. Is he mechuyev to go that far to get it? So the thing is like this. The Magen Avraham brings you Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that if there's a guy who's a guard, okay, and he has a booth he's supposed to sit in, and he needs to wash his hands or go to Davin, he has to go 1 mil to do his thing. I mean, that's a person who's not traveling. This is an example of a person not traveling. He's just sitting still. The Yerushalmi says you don't. You have his share is 1 mil. He has to go 1 mil to get to the place. So the Magen Avraham says, sounds like that guy who's in a guard with he's forced to be in that spot. Like he's stuck to that spot. He has a job. He's supposed to be in a certain place. That guy has the din of 1 mil. I'm not sure. That's how he can get out.
That's a chayshim mishpat.
I'm not sure how he can get out. But he's stuck to a spot. He's supposed to be in a certain spot. But a person who, the Magen Avraham says, who's just stopped sitting in his house, he doesn't have any special reason why he has to dafka be here. The Magen Avraham thinks, he's not sure, but he thinks that person has the share of 4 mil. He thinks that person, the only people who have the din of 1 mil is either someone who's forced to be in a spot, or who has like, it's like sort of like a special nebuch that he has to go backwards. It's like sort of like you know, hurts you to tell a guy I have to go backwards out of his way. But a person who's
just... a guy at home is like a guy who has to go backwards.
That's what you would think. The Magen Avraham is making a deal from the Yerushalmi that you might not have to. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually passes like that. Okay, that a person sitting at home has to go 4 mil in order to get to his...
anywhere.
To his... to the minion or to wash or for Pasuk Shol. Okay, he doesn't say Pasuk Shol, but the same thing for Pasuk Shol. Okay. Now the Prima Gadim and many others argue they don't agree with that. And the Mishnah Berurah says Pasuk like that, that if your person sitting at home, he has to go only 1 mil. A person going from where he's parked, he's just sitting at home and he's reading the paper. That person has to go 1 mil in order to get a minion or water or Pasuk Shol, but he does not need to go 4 mil. Okay. And what it comes at is that it's two different ways of understanding what the Gemara said. Is the rule that you have to go 4 mil, okay? And there's a special exception for people who are going backwards. Mm-hmm. So people who are being like, you know, really, it's like sort of like it hurts you to tell you go backwards.
Get out of your way.
Go backwards. Like, that's a special exception for those people, but everybody has the rule of 4 mil, mm-hmm. In which case the guy sitting at home has the regular rule of 4 mil. Or is it the other way, that the rule is really 1 mil, but if you happen to be going in that direction anyhow, so Chazal said, you're going that direction anyhow, so come on, go a little inconvenience yourself for the mitzvah. You're going to go tomorrow that way anyhow, so go a little further. But that's what I had to understand. Okay? And it can sign that the machlokes between these achronim, for the guy sitting at home, is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Because I told you the Gemara has two cases. The Gemara has two cases of a person washing his hands and going to daven with the minyan. Okay? But there's really a third case in the Gemara. The third case in the Gemara is a person who works for somebody, and he, I'm sorry, he's making bread for somebody, and that person eats his chulin b'tayra, meaning he eats even his regular food, he makes sure it stays tar. So that person, it's like a chumra to do that. It's like many of these, it's a chumra to do that thing. So in order, he needs to toivel something in order to make the food b'tayra. And the mikvah is not here. Okay? So the Gemara says he has to go 4 mil, up to 4 mil to toivel the thing that he needs to toivel in order to make the food b'tayra. Okay, that's the Gemara says. That's a third case. You have to go 4 mil. So now, this is the machlokes that's Rashi and Tosfos.
Rashi is the more begetter neder. It's the same chumra.
It's like it's along the lines of these. It's a minyan. You're supposed to daven with a minyan. You're supposed to daven with a minyan. But if you don't,
there's some vitars when someone is makabal on himself to do chulin, al piyut tahara.
Right.
Is that the same level as someone who's makban on pas Yisrael?
I think so.
Is that vitars neder more with that?
I think someone said this last time that both of them, a person was in fact makabal, but if it's at certain points that I'm excused from it, that wasn't makabel for those
people. We said before that by Pas Shol, Chazal never made the din of Pas Akum in such a thing.
Yes, we'll say the
but
same.
But Al-Tahara, more could be Beturis Neder.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but you mean Beturis Neder.
You have excuses.
But it's not like that by Kovitz Rol, in Moshe, that's Beturis Neder, so if you're somewhere where there isn't Kovitz Rol, you'd still...
No matter what, you say.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have to see that. I'm not sure. Okay, so Tosfos learns that, I'm sorry, Rashi learns that the person is, that this guy who's doing this thing is not traveling. He's just not making chulin b'tayra. He's sitting in his house. And what's the din? The din is he has to go 4 mil, and Rashi says there's no example that person has to go 1 mil. There's no, when the Gemara says later that if you're going backwards, it's 1 mil, he says it doesn't make sense to this kind of guy. So according to Rashi...
Any direction he goes is backwards.
Right, any direction. So according to Rashi, there's an example in the Gemara of a person who has to travel 4 mil, even though he's not headed that way. He's not headed that way. He's just not going 4 mil. So according to Rashi, there's such an idea of a person who has to go 4 mil without having to go in the direction he's going, which is like the Magen Avraham. Now you came in, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says that a person who's even not going that direction might have to go 4 mil. It's an example of a person who has to go like that. But according to Tosfos learns that the case of this guy is he's traveling also. He was also traveling, And he's on his way, and there's going to be a mitzvah in 4 mil, and if there's no mitzvah in front of it, but the same, if it's backwards, go only 1 mil. According to Tosfos, there's no example in the Gemara of a person who has to travel 4 mil for when he's not on the way. According to Tosfos, all the cases are 4 mil of a person who's on his way. And
not out of his way.
The case, according to Rashi, there is a case in the Gemara of a person going 4 mil, even though he's not going that way anyhow. So according to Rashi, would be like the Magen Avraham, and Shulchan Aruch would be like Rashi. And the Prima Gadim and Mishnah Berurah would be like, would, could be like Tosfos. Okay. Fine. Next. We have a question like this. We know that a mil is 2,000 amos. Okay? That's how much, a mil is a measurement of distance, it's 2,000 amos.
That's the tchum.
That's the tchum, it's 2,000 amos. How long it takes to go a mil, so we have a din in Hilchos Pesach, that it takes, we paskin, that it takes 18 minutes to go a mil, and that's the shear for how long something becomes chametz. What? That's how long it takes for them to become chametz. Now, of course, in chametz, the shear is 18 minutes. Right? Mil is a way of measuring 18 minutes, that an average person walks that much, but of course the shear is, chametz becomes 18 minutes. What would be in our din? Okay, in our din is the shear. Let's say the shear is for 1 mil. Let's use the cases where the person has to go 1 mil. Is the shear 18 minutes, meaning I have to go 18 minutes out of my way to get to this thing, or is the shear 2,000 amos? Okay, meaning, what happens if I'm going to drive to shul? Okay, if I'm going to drive to shul, so I could go a mil, I can go 5 mil in 18 minutes. I can go much faster than that.
I would say, on the van, I will take
so the shayla is the shear.
Yeah, I would go like,
So the shear is the shear. And what happens in the opposite case? What happens if the shul is a half a mil away from my house? Okay, but there's a snowstorm going out. Okay, it's going to take me a half an hour to get to shul. Okay, it's going to be longer to walk there. So is the shear a mil? Is the shear distance? So if it's within a mil, I have to go to shul, get out of my bed. And if it's less than a mil, I don't. Or is the shear time? Now the logic, I have to tell you that the logic says that it should be time.
Yeah.
The point is, you have to inconvenience yourself a certain amount to do this mitzvah. You have to pass this wall, you have to inconvenience yourself. So if I live in Northbrook, okay, and I want to, oh, maybe too far, I live even here, and I want to go, and I want to go to Skokie, so it's more than a mil away, but it's not going to take me 18 minutes to get there, okay? So that's a shaila. The logic says it should be in the time. You have to inconvenience yourself this much. The other side is that there may be loy plug. Chazal may be shear. The shear is 2,000 amos. That's what it is. Okay. So, in fact, this year...
How much is it in blocks? An amos is about a foot and a half. How much is that?
How much is it? It's about...
Approximately.
You don't got to get three-quarters, three-quarters of a mile.
Three-quarters of a mile.
Is it not? Okay. So, this shaila happened to me last week. Okay. This actually shear was supposed to be last week. Right in time for that. But it didn't happen.
You didn't have 18 minutes.
No. So last week, the first thing was, I was in California. And I was going from a plant back to my hotel. Okay. And as I'm driving, I was driving on the freeway, and a little bit more than a half a mil off the highway was a shul, and they were davening mincha in a couple of minutes. Okay. So it's obvious there that I had to get off the highway and go to daven mincha. Okay. Because they were davening mincha, and they were a little bit more than a half a mil off the highway. Okay. So, of course, I was mechuyev to go out of my way, up to a mil out of my way. This was a half of a little more than a half a mil. A little more than a half a mil out of the way. So of course I was mechuyev to go. Of course I was mechuyev to go to daven mincha over there. The shaila was like this.
Even though there may be another minyan coming up later on?
This was the only shul in the entire Orange County of California. Okay, the only shul with three minyanim a day.
Then I hear you.
Okay, this was the shul. Okay, now, but the shaila was like this. Then I finished davening mincha ma'ariv, and I went back to the hotel, and I went to sleep. The next morning, from my hotel to the shul was about 8 mil. Okay, it was a little more than 5 miles. It was about 8 mil from the thing. But the drive was a 7-minute drive to get there. Okay?
And is this the same time you're not going back to the plane?
No, I had nothing to do with that. I was going to go there just to daven. So here, this is the shaila that we had, which is, it's something which is less than 18 minutes away. Okay, it takes less than the time of a hiluch mil. It takes less than 18 minutes away, but it's much. It was 8 mil. It was 8 mil from the hotel to daven. So my
mechuyev was davening in the hotel on chakras, so go there to daven chakras.
Correct. Now, of course, as a nice, fine Jewish boy, of course I was going to go to daven chakras. Of course I was. The shaila, but indeed, am I mechuyev to go there or am I not mechuyev? Okay. And it's even more connected to last week, because the rayas that the Achronim bring are from last week's parsha, was about Pesach Sheni, and the Gemara talks about a person who's b'derech rechoka. but he can get there on a fast horse. That's exactly what the Gemara talks about. And right. There's Rayash in that case, and this Sefer over here, this is just for Moshe, this Sefer Moshe Maskut, this Sefer over here talks about the Shaila, the Sefer that I had never heard of until now, a Sefer called Beis Yaakov, who talks about the Shaila, bringing Rayash in that din of Pesach Sheni, whether you are or not Mechuyev to go.
Who's the author?
Yaakov,
it's me from Tikhtin.
From Vutzik.
I don't even see his name here, whoever. Okay, so... So now, the Achronim have a machlokes about this. And the Shevet HaLevi, the Aruch HaShulchan say, the shear is completely dependent on a mil. Distance. It's a measure. Take out your tape measure, and if it's within a mil, you have to go. And if it's out of a mil, you don't have to go. And they say it's like, well, doesn't make a difference if the weather is good or bad, or you have a fast horse, or you're slow, or you have a cane. The shear is a mil. The Aruch HaShulchan says it. The Shevet HaLevi says it. And the shear is a mil. That's it. Whatever, as far as, it doesn't even matter how fast you can get there. Okay, so in theory, okay, according to that thing, I would not be able to go to shul that day. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah, in one place, says like them also. He brings this tshuva, he brings mamas word for word, so he brings from this tshuva, basically, that you're not able to go, the shear is a mil loyplo. Okay, the problem is, that in the Bir Halacha, in a different place, okay, it says, mistama, you have to, he says, if you have a Gamla Parcha, which is the Gemara situation, a speedy horse, you know, flying horse,
or
the Mishnah Berurah says in parentheses, so you have a train, that's his example, you have a train. So he says, it seems to him that you should have to go 18 minutes. Doesn't matter how far it is, the shear should be 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a number of people point out that there's an apparent steer in the Mishnah Berurah. In one place he says, the shear is a mil, like plug, doesn't make a difference how quickly you can get there. And another place he says that the shear is, it depends on time. Okay, and this is a very real shiloh. It's real. If a person is living more than the mil away and he wants to eat pasis roll, so for most of us, going 10 mil, we can go that in 18 minutes. It's easy. We're just going to drive anyhow. Okay? So it's a very real shiloh how much a person is mechuyev to be machmir. So, there's a sefer called Ishei Yisrael, contemporary sefer called Ishei Yisrael on Hilchos Tefillah, and he brings that he asked Reb Chaim Kineski this shaila, the steer of Mishnah Berurah, and Reb Chaim Kineski says the following. He said, the Mishnah Berurah, when he said it goes on a mill, that's for a guy who's traveling on a donkey, okay? And that guy, meaning the traveling is not going to be an easy trip, it's going to be a fresh left anyhow, so he can go a little faster on the donkey than he can go by foot. So we just say loy plug, doesn't make a difference. So shear is a mil, shear is in distance. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a train, that's talking about a guy who has an easy trip. Like you're going in a car. You're going in a car, it's an easy trip. So then we can't use the loy plug of going by distance, and we say if I can't, 18 minutes, that's how much you have to inconvenience yourself.
So okay, I'm not communing with the snow.
Yes. In the snow,
right,
you would say loy plug, and it would be a mil.
Right, it would be like a donkey. Around,
yes, it would be a donkey. I'm sorry, I didn't say that correctly. So the. Okay, I can't tell you that I really understand. I can't tell you I fully understand it. And why the Mishnah wouldn't tell you that seems to be machlok this way and that way, you know, it's not. So I don't know how Gamla Parchas drive. I don't know how quickly they drive. But the Mishnah uses Gamla Parcha and train the same way.
Go round and around and around.
But yeah, that's the one.
That's
that says
the slow one. That's the retired one.
That's the retired. Okay. Anyhow,
the ones are out in the field.
That's the only answer that I saw that anyone gives to the Shiloh. But as it stands, let's just leave it like this. A number of the Achronim say that it's completely dependent on distance. Completely dependent on distance. There's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah which way he holds, whether it's distance or time. And Chaim Kineski wants to say that if a person is going in a car or something that's an easy way to travel, maybe not on the van, but an easy way to travel, then that person is the shear is
distance.
Is time.
Time.
Sorry, not time. Not distance. Listening. Time. Yes. Okay. Now, one last thing we have to clear up is the following. One last thing we have to clear up is like this. The Mechaber said, we had said we would do this. The Mechaber said in Halacha Ches. The Mechaber said, listen to the Mechaber in Halacha Ches. Yesh Misha Aymer, the B'makam She'ein Palta Motzer Klal. If you're in a place that has no baker, not a Palta Yisrael, not a Palta, there's no bakers in town, Mutar Afil Shabal Batim. You're allowed to eat even past Balabayas of a Goy. Okay, there are those who hold that if there's nothing available, not even past Balas, you can eat past Balabayas of a Goy. Okay. And the Ramah on that says, V'ein Tzarech Laham Tzar Pas Kosher Rechenu. The Ramah says, you don't have to even wait. Let's say it's going to be available shortly. In an hour from now, you can have it. In 15 minutes, the Ramah says, you don't have to even wait. Okay? So the question is like this. Does the Mechaber agree that you don't have to wait? Well, he doesn't agree. Over there, he doesn't say anything. He just says, you're allowed to eat it. Okay, that sounds a little bit like the Rambam, that you don't have to wait at all. You just eat it as you want to. But in Arden, he said, in Arden, the Mechaber says, you have to wait either 4 mil, or we said, or even 1 mil. Okay,
now, Gamino, over there, if you're going...
Which
over,
way? In,
by the other halakha, you got to go 4 mil, 1 mil, or that is where you've got to go to get it. Yeah. You have nowhere to go to get it. You're waiting for somebody to come and deliver it.
Let's, so let's say it'll come. What's the difference?
You don't know. First of all...
You're saying maybe. Let's say we know that in there's a delivery every morning at 8 o'clock.
So when I can go ahead and get up and go and do something, then the Chazal said, and I'm going to... Get up and go and do it. Okay. But to go ahead and wait for Yenim to bring it to you, that Chazal never said, I'm a Zalim.
That's what you
do
in Arden.
In Tanzania, you're traveling in and out.
Okay. No, but we said, let's say you're sitting at home.
You're sitting at home.
Let's say you're sitting at home.
Forget that.
It's available a half a mil.
Forget that.
And it's available half a mil away, so you have to go get it. Yeah. So in Halacha Ches, there's nothing new. Let's say it's going to come. Let's say you can go to
Hawaii.
So
I said my opinion.
Okay. You think that in that case, it's not available no matter how far you go. It may drop in, but someone might bring it in, that you're not mechut. You think that's the difference?
That's what I would say. That's my
So you think the Mechaber agrees, but the case is not exactly
right.
Okay. And if there's a mechut, whether the Mechaber over there agrees to the Rama or he doesn't agree.
Okay.
The Levush puts these halacha ches and halacha tzayin together. He completely mixes them together, saying the Mechaber holds in both cases, you have to go a mil or 4 mil, whatever the shear is, and the Rama says you don't have to wait anything. You don't have to wait anything, and therefore he says, we're Ashkenazim, we pass like the Rama, that you don't have to wait at all. Okay? So he puts the two dinim all together.
According to him, the Mechaber, you'd have to wait the shear of a meal before.
Correct, you'd have to wait. When the Mechaber says, you can eat it, you're supposed to understand that you're going to look at 8 halachas later, you're going to find out that there's a shear of 4 mil.
Whatever it is.
You're supposed to understand that. He doesn't say that, but you're supposed to understand. That's a little version. Okay. Darach HaShulchan says, no, it's not true. Darach HaShulchan says, that the Mechaber and Ches and Tezayin are talking about two different things. The Mechaber and Halacha Ches is talking about what's the letter of the law. The letter of the law is that if a person, if you don't have it available, he agrees with the Ramah, that if you don't have it available, Chazal were not Masakin in that case, there's no Takan at all, you can eat whatever you want. You can eat it right away, you don't have to wait. In our case, he's Mudaik, that the Mechaber says, Yesh Mishayim Shahan Nizar Mipazakim, a person who's extra careful, that person wants to go beyond what you're mechuyev to do. He wants to be extra careful. That person should wait up to 1 mil. Okay?
So even at home.
Traveling, whatever the case is, that person has to wait up to 1 mil. The person who's being extra careful waits 1 mil. And on that, the Rama's arguing, and saying that even that person doesn't have to wait. So the Mechaber in Ches is saying the letter of the law is you can eat it right away, and the Rama agrees with him. And in our case, it's talking about a person who's extra careful. That person who's extra careful has to wait the 1 mil or 4 mil. But and there are more, even in that case, you don't have to wait at all.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Regarding this, in other words, the bread was a staple item that was so part of the dietary figure at that time that that's why we commit it over today. But it's not that necessary as being. Then we have other choices. Then they didn't have
that staple.
Many choices.
Yeah.
Is that as long
as the workers who
want
service. So what?
For the
city.
So you
want
to
say
it
like this. The Ramos.
I'm saying the whole thing is that we're.
I understand. So let's
understand. Throw out then.
The Ramos says.
What else did they eat?
Rega. So let's understand your question. The Ramos says that since bread is such a staple, you're correct. Therefore, the whole Xer was taken back. So. That's, it may be that nowadays we're back to having it not such a staple, but if the Xeri was thrown out, the Xeri was thrown out. The question is really on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, since pas is such a staple, therefore, if you don't have it available, you can eat the other food. But the Mechaber holds like you judge it each case as it comes to you. So you say that nowadays, when it's not such a staple, maybe the Mechaber would say you shouldn't go to eat it. Okay, what to think about?
Well, Ches wasn't even pas
at all.
The pas, Ches was letting you eat even...
In Tanzania, we're talking about someone who's needs to pass and pass Akum to get pass the straw.
Yeah.
Ches is talking about pass Akum.
Okay, so I can't
overturn. Correct. If what? If what? If that's the difference, if you even let anything pass by, shouldn't you be more machmir for that case?
No,
if you have to wait for pass
the
altar,
who's
being extra careful.
Right,
sorry, that, so that's, he's Madaik, all these things.
Right.
That case is where there's absolutely nothing to eat. It's right here, if you want.
Right.
He's Madaik, that case is where there was absolutely nothing to eat. And in our case, it's talking about that there's there is something, and you're just an extra careful person. Okay, extra nizer. Okay, so, okay, this shayla, we have a shayla with the mechaber holds. Fine. It has a nafkamina to us, which is, during a seris mechuba, we've talked about this before, during a seris mechuba, there's a, the Shulchan Aruch says that even the people who are not makbid on pas yisrael should eat pas yisrael during a seris mechuba. Okay? So the question is like this. What happens if a person sitting at seris mechuba and he has no pas yisrael available, but if he waits, someone's going to bring a pas yisrael. Or if he travels a mill, he's going to be able to get pas yisrael.
What about every week? Shabbos, you're supposed to be makbid on pas yisrael.
Put that on time. Just
put it on side. On the show.
Put that on side. So what, if the guy has it,
Mr. Burr brings it down.
Okay. A mil away from him, within a mil, he could get past his role. He could get past his role if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
During a Shereh Mitzvah. So is, should he do it or should he not do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what would you say?
Shereh.
Is he Mechoyev? We're saying, during a Shereh Mitzvah, he's supposed to be eating past his role. Okay, so does that mean that he's Mechoyev to wait? You don't have to wait.
Okay, no.
There's no chiyuv involved. It's just he's machmer.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch says he's supposed to do it.
He's machmer, like Tovah Lo Bracha.
Let's say we're being. I'm at Sadr according to Tovah Lo Bracha.
It says
this is Tovah also. Let's hear. So what do you want to say?
It does say.
What do you want to say? What do you want to say?
What would you say?
I say that.
Why?
Because it's already the fact that you're machmer. This the fact that you're being machmer now is an extra in the anyway to make you go out of your way to.
Okay, but you have. There's a better thing to say than that. That's. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. There's a better thing to say. We have a machlokes right here in the Shulchan Aruch of a person that's being machmer on pas yisrael. Should he wait? Does he have to wait a mil or 4 mil? Doesn't that the mechaber says you have to wait 1 mil or 4 mil?
Right.
That's what the mechaber says. And the Rama says the minig is that you don't have to wait. That's what the Rama says. V'nagul v'kvar nespar le'el v'nagul l'hagul. You don't have to wait.
Right.
So we want to be machmer for the sheet to hold that you have to wait. That you have to eat pas yisrael. Fine, you have to eat pas yisrael. But in the din of waiting for pas yisrael, there's a machlokes whether you have to wait 4 mil. You don't have to wait 4 mil.
Right.
And the Rama says you don't have to wait 4 mil. So we would think, we would have thought that since either we'll be machmer for that cheetah, but the Rama says you don't have to wait. If even if you hold like that cheetah, you don't have to wait. So we would have said,
don't
wait. That's what we would have said. That's what we would have said.
However,
the Magen Avraham says. You have to wait 4 mil. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah says, during Hashem's Mechuvah, you should eat pas yisrael. The Mechaber says, we eat pas yisrael. And the Magen Avraham says, and it goes with those rules of the 4 mil and 1 mil, like it says in Kuf Yedeis. You have to wait 4 mil and 1 mil. So we're like scratching our heads. What are you talking about? The end of that then says, Ukvar Nesbar, the Nogim Hokka. You don't have to wait. So why is the Magen Avraham saying, you should wait 4 mil and 1 mil?
It's a Chumah Vaser Smechuvah. I don't know how stark the question that is.
Why is it?
Because it's a Chumah Vaser Smechuvah. They're going to be machmer like the mechaber when it comes to serious mitzvah.
So I'm going to sort of say what you're saying. It seems to me that what the Magen Avraham is learning is like this. When the Rama said, Kvar nispar le'el, the noigel mahakul, I suspect, I wonder, he doesn't mean Kvar nispar le'el and halacha ches. He means is, if you look back in halacha beis, you're going to find that the Rama says that pas palter is always mutter. The Mechaber held that past Pater is only mutter sometimes.
Right.
The Rama said it's mutter all the time. So the Rama said, guys, really past Pater, I hold is mutter all the time. You want to be Mechaber, you pass this role. Like David said, don't get so, take it so far and even do it when you have to wait. But it's based on the Rama's Shita that past Pater is really mutter all the time. So you want to be Mechaber, don't be Mechaber to even have to wait also. That you don't have to do. But during that Shereh Shemichu, we're going like the Mechaber Shita. We're Machmer from the Mechaber Shita that says that Pas Yisrael is not always, Pas Pater is not always Mutter. Pas Pater only sometimes Mutter. Well, if that goes together with the Shita, waiting a mil. Those things go together. Waiting a mil, it's not a separate Machlekes. Do you wait a mil, do you not wait a mil? Waiting a mil or not is dependent on whether you hold Pas Pater is really Mutter. The Rama holds it's really completely Mutter. If it's completely Mutter, don't get so carried away. Wait the mil also. But if Pas Pater is not really Mutter, it's really only Mutter in some cases. In special cases, the Mechaber holds it's Mutter. So then you wait a mil, but if you're Asher Shemichu, you wait for that also. Okay, anyhow, that, to me, that fits better with the Lavosh. Okay, we'll put the refer to this here. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.